How's it going, Yellow Jacket Nation? And welcome to another episode of Jacket Chats. I'm your host, Bryce Johnson. Today, I'm joined by volleyball setter Hannah Lehman. Hannah, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me, Bryce.
Thanks for joining us this week, Hannah. And we'll get right into it. So why did you choose Black Hill State?
I am actually a JUCO transfer. This is my last year here. And I chose Black Hill State. My recruiting process was a little bit different. I was not wanting to play on for volleyball when my season had first initially ended. And so I was kind of just like, okay, like I'm done. And then once the spring semester hit, that's when I was really like, okay, I really want to start playing on and finding some schools. And at my JUCO, there was an assistant coach who actually played volleyball here. And I had briefly heard about Black Hill State, didn't really know what it was. And then I started doing some more research, reached out to the program. And my initial thought was I really wanted a school that was going to push me academically and athletically. And this was the school for me. This is the home away from home.
Well, you stole my thunder a little bit there because, you know, you answered my second question. So this is your second season here at BH after transferring in ahead of your junior year. So that recruiting process was a lot with that collaboration with the coach and their connections here, huh?
Yeah. So actually, it was more of like I did a lot of my stuff on my own. Like I had heard it wasn't the assistant coach at my junior college. It was a prior assistant coach. So she had left. Yes. So she played here. And then my junior college coach, she didn't really help with the recruiting process. It was like, if you wanted to do it, you had to go out and do it yourself. So it was all putting together film and posting it on YouTube and then copying that link and sending it to a bunch of different coaches. And so I kind of just was like, why not? Why not just try? And then if I don't get picked up, the least thing I can say is that I tried. Like, that's the worst thing I can say is at least I tried. Like, there's nothing else I can do about it. But yeah, and then I reached out to Black Hills, and then within, I think, like, maybe a day, I got a call from Coach Bree, and then I was here on a visit.
I'd say it worked out pretty well for you.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you're liking it so far.
Yes.
So now, like I said, it is your second season, but there's been a lot of change in that very short period of time. Coach Bree takes over right before the season last summer. Last year's large senior class graduating now, very different-looking roster than a year ago with the transfers and incoming freshmen. Throughout it all, you've been like a steadying presence as a leader. So tell us about going through these changes and how you're approaching all of these changes as a leader on this team.
Yeah, so I guess like the good thing and the cool part with me is I didn't know any different from coming in last year with not having Bree. Like I didn't know the difference between Coach Carmichael and Coach Bree. So like I think that was kind of cool for me and for other people to see that it does matter, but at the same time, like, you can't let it affect you. Like, this is a great opportunity to have. Like, Coach Bree's great, and Coach Carmichael was great, but now we just have to learn from a new coach and figure out ways that we can collaborate together, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like, as a leader for myself, I really just try to be pretty level-headed, and, like, I like to work hard. Like, that is my thing. Like, I want to be the one that works the hardest, and I want my teammates around me to be the ones that also work the hardest. Like, I want it to be a grind match every time we're at practice, every time we're in a match. Like, I don't want us to not work hard. And so I think just me, by holding myself and my teammates to a high level, that has helped us be adaptable towards change. Like, change is always going to happen, and you might as well adapt to it rather than try to fight it. And I think this year we've been really good at adapting to it rather than fighting.
That's a really interesting perspective. And you mentioned it, exactly what I said, you know, being that steadying presence and leading by example, I guess,
yeah.
Right? So now it's been a trying couple of years in terms of wins and losses, but as an outside observer, there are some things moving in the right direction. I know it's one of those things that Coach Davis really emphasizes, and it's the team culture. To me, there seems to be a different feeling with this year's team than it was last year. Is that right?
Yes, 100%. So in the spring, we did a lot of like mental mindset training, and there was 10 of us that was here in the spring, which isn't a full like roster by any means. So I feel like the 10 of us that were here in the spring, like we really bonded, we really connected. We all found a common level of what we wanted BH volleyball to look like. And from there, we've said it before, we're building the foundation for BH volleyball, like this year, next year, and years next after that. So I just think, like, culture this year, we have been honing in on it so much of, like, being mentally strong, leaning in and leaning on each other, like, no longer just, like, playing for yourself, like, play for your teammates, like, figure out your why for why you're here and use that to drive you and become a better teammate. And I think, like, this year, granted, like, the wins and losses, yes, like, that does play a toll on the team and whatnot, but this is the best team that I have ever been a part of. And that says a lot from, like, where I'm coming, where my past is coming from. And I would never trade any of the experiences that I have from this year just because of the culture that we have built.
That's very interesting. And I know at the fall media day back in, what was it, August, September?
Yeah.
Like, Bree talked about, like, those hard conversations, but coming out of it a lot stronger as a team. So, as a team now, you learned a lot about yourselves last year. You learned a lot about yourselves in the spring. What have you learned about yourselves over the course of this season?
I think over this season is we have some, like, in the best way to put it, we got some dogs in us that want to go out there and fight. And right now, it's just trying to find everyone's, like, inner dog to go out there and fight. Like, we all have the capability, the talent, the drive to go out there and get it. We are just in one of the toughest conferences, you know, and sometimes it can get really, like, you can get really hard on yourself when, like, there's these good teams and whatnot. And so right now it's just, like, finding that inner drive and that fight and going out and get it, because physically there's no reason why, you know, it's more of, like, a mental aspect of it. But yeah.
Yeah, the RMAC is no joke. Like, yeah. I don't usually bring it up, but sometimes I do. My undergrad was a D2 school in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
All of these players on the roster are all from Colorado. They're all from, you know, Wyoming or these Mountain West teams. Well, guess what? They're not getting even the best players in these states, you know, at the D2 level. Like, they're going to these D2 schools, MSU Denver, UCCS, Colorado Mines. And I don't think I appreciated that enough coming in. And I came out here, and it's just another level of volleyball. It's still Division II. It's another level.
Yeah, it's actually insane, which when I was in my recruiting process, I didn't even realize how big the RMAC was and, like, how tough it was. So last year, I was kind of just, like, experiencing everything in a new light, being like, whoa, like, this is crazy. But, I mean, it is insane with how good RMAC volleyball is, and it's so cool to see that, like, every week it's going to be a dogfight. It just depends on what teams are going to show up. Like, there's been some upsets this last week in the RMAC volleyball, and it really just hones down to who's showing up for the week, like, because we're all at that same level.
That's awesome. A really special conference in terms of volleyball, for sure. Now, you've mentioned her a couple of times. How do you like playing for Coach Bree?
I love Coach Bree, and I truly, truly mean that. She has helped me come out of my shell more ways than one. My prior school that I was at, I had a rough relationship with my coach, and so I never really knew how to have, like, a healthy relationship with the coach. And it wasn't until springtime when Coach Bree and I had a lot of one-on-one time with some individuals and whatnot, and that's when, like, we kind of broke it down, and I realized, like, it's okay to have a positive relationship with your coach. Like, you don't always need to just have a negative relationship with her. And I feel like me and Coach B are pretty dang close. But yeah, I really like her. I think she is very knowledgeable, which is insane. She just knows so much about volleyball. And I'm like, holy cow, I want to be half of the coach that you are, because you do. Like, she knows so much that it just blows my mind. I'm like, every day you come out with some new knowledge. And I'm like, where are you learning this from? But yeah, I think, like, I can confidently say collectively as a group that we all love Coach Bree.
And now, if I remember correctly, Bree was also a setter when she was in college.
Yes.
So you guys kind of had that extra link, right?
Yes, yeah. So it's kind of nice, because all the coaches that I've had in the past, none of them were setters. So it's kind of nice, because sometimes setters can get the butt end of the stick type of thing. And yeah, she's one where she backs up her setters of being like, no, that was a great ball. Like, you need to go in and you need to go and hit it, which was a big eye-opening thing for me, because usually as a setter, like, you get it. Like, you just be like, you hit it out. Like, that was a bad set. Like, I'll take that. but it's kind of nice to have someone in your corner being like, no, that was a great set. Like, you're doing what you need to be doing. And yeah, she helps me out a ton with like my confidence with her, like, has grown so much just because she like tells me like, I believe in you 100%. And I have never had anyone say that to me. So it's really cool to have that.
That's really awesome. And also this year, Coach Davis had the opportunity to bring an assistant, Coach Dylan Dahl. What has he brought to the team? How do you like playing for him?
Dylan is, he's a goofy guy. We love him. He's also very knowledgeable. I kind of like, they balance each other out really, really well. And I love that. And Dylan works a lot with our middles in particular. And I feel like he has helped them, like our middles, grow a ton. And like mostly with our front row stuff, like with blocking and whatnot, like he's helped me out with my blocking and just getting extra reps in. I love Dylan. I think he would do anything for this team. You can just see his commitment day in and day out. And that speaks volumes to us. We love it.
It also can't be overlooked that you kind of mentioned it, you know, the size of the RMAC and the level of competition in the RMAC, but it's just geographically large.
Yeah.
And the travel schedule for you guys has been really brutal. Just 3 games on your home floor over the past month, which even blew my mind when I went back and looked at it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know, and that's not nothing in a conference that's as spread out as the RMAC is. So now you go into this weekend, and after battling through all that adversity on the road, being able to sleep in your own bed again, what's it like being able to do that again as you gear up for game day this week?
There's truly nothing better than just sleeping in your own bed, getting in your own routine. I think that's like the crummiest part about being on the road is there's really no routine. Like, every place is different. You got to check out of your hotel at a certain time. But here we have a strict routine of we're here at this time for serve and pass. We're here at this time for pregame. And then we come out here for warm up and then we play our game. So I'm one that thrives on routine, so I'm going to tell you, like, I love the routine of it all, and I love knowing what's to expect, and I'm excited to be home this weekend.
Not to mention being able to play in front of some of the best fans in the RMAC, right?
Yes, I love our BH fans.
So, speaking of game day, we're recording this on Wednesday morning, but it will be released on Thursday, so it'll be game day for you when this comes out. You host Western Colorado. You just played them in their gym just under 3 weeks ago, ultimately falling in 5 sets, really hard-fought match. What did you learn about the Mountaineers in that one? What adjustments are you and your team going to make for tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, we are going to go right from the start. I think that was a rough weekend for us. We had some girls that were sick. Almost all of us were sick actually that weekend, and it doesn't help that we were in Gunnison, which is the highest elevation there. But we had a rough weekend and we just couldn't get it going from the start. And then we woke up and we started going. We just really have to focus on our own side. It doesn't matter what they're doing on their side. We know how to play our own volleyball to have fun and terminate balls early. We don't need them to be hanging out with us. And that's a big thing that we've been focusing on this week, is just terminating the balls early and not letting any teams hang out with us, because we're tired of doing that, or a few of us are tired of doing that for sure.
That's an interesting way of putting it. And then after that, on Saturday, you get a late morning contest against Westminster. You'll play them twice in the next about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
What do you expect from the Griffins?
We haven't actually gone over our scouting report yet for the Griffins, but I know that they're doing pretty decent this year. They're doing a lot better than what they were last year. And so last year we kind of just like a little bit whomped on them. So it'll be interesting to see how this year goes. I'm really hoping that we can pull it out, which I know that we can if we all show up collectively as a group and we all have that drive as one to go out there and get it. We'll go out there and get it.
High hopes for a successful weekend in both those matchups, it seems like. And finally, you recently got word that you're the recipient of the AVCA Demonstrator Scholarship, meaning you'll be able to go to the AVCA convention, participate in drills, work with presenters who will share coaching and training strategies type stuff. Your teammate, Hayden Rhodes, was a recipient last year being able to go to that. Seems like she had a really awesome experience there at that event. So what are you most looking forward to about attending the convention and getting this scholarship and being able to participate in this year.
Yeah, it gives me another shot at volleyball. I'm really just trying to hang on to volleyball for as long as I can. But I am so excited to go. I have wanted to be a college recruiter for a really long time and eventually like be a college coach too. So it's really cool to go with Coach Reed because next year, fingers crossed, I really want to be the GA. And like we're trying to work out and see if I can get the GA position. But I really am excited just to see the ins and outs of things. Like I've talked to Coach Bree quite a bit and I've just like asked her, I'm like, you were a setter. Like we've talked about this. She was a setter that her whole volleyball career. And I asked her, I'm like, how do you know so much volleyball knowledge on all these other positions? And she just says that she's gone to conventions at her GA. She really focused on looking at some new positions of like how to learn about the new positions and how to teach it correctly. And so I'm really excited to go in and see all the amazing drills and the amazing coaches that are there and just being able to learn from some top dogs in the volleyball world.
I can't wait to hear the stories come the spring and when you get back.
Yeah.
We'll roll into some rapid fire questions here. You ready?
Yeah.
What is your favorite Halloween season tradition?
Actually, every like October time back at home, which haven't been there for a long time because of volleyball season, but we do carving pumpkins and we have soup and it's just this big, big family. And that's like my most favorite thing to do in October.
That sounds really awesome. What's your favorite hangout spot on campus?
The YC. I love the YC.
Fair enough. Fair enough. A lot of student athletes spend a lot of time here. So
yeah.
What's on your game day playlist?
Oh, man, my game day playlist. I'm a big Miley Cyrus stan, and she recently did a cover of Like a Prayer by Madonna, and that is my go-to song on game day.
A very unique answer.
Yes.
If you could play another sport collegiately, what would it be?
So this can go for my fun fact question. I actually played 11 games of JUCO basketball. So we can cross that one off the list. I would probably do like lacrosse or something. Like, I think lacrosse would be fun.
Is that what you're going to use for your little fun fact or
yeah.
You got another one?
Well, I can do another one. It's fine. So I did 11 games and then I am the only girl and I have 7 older brothers.
That's a big family.
Yeah.
That really does make that Halloween tradition, you know, quite large.
Yeah, it does. And they're not, it's a blended family. So I have 3 other brothers and 4 other stepbrothers, but they're family.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Hannah, this was awesome. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Until next time, I'm your host, Bryce Johnson, for Jacket Chats.